Steve Eaton is a freelance writer who lives in Logan. He writes a column that appears in the Deseret News every other Saturday.
I believe that I am in the 1%, and the rest of you are in the 99%. I am sure I make less money than you do, or at least I have less money than you do. I think this might be true even if you're unemployed. When I was in college, I worked part-time on the school newspaper for minimum wage. From that money, I had to pay for tuition, rent, macaroni and cheese. Yet every Friday and Saturday night, I routinely went out on dates. I could afford to go to the movies, go out to dinner, and even buy flowers. Now I work at a grown-up job where I have the privilege of working as many hours as I want. I need not stop at 5 p.m. or on weekends, and yet I have less money in my pocket than when I was a teenager with a paper route. Our idea of eating out is to take our frozen pizza out in the backyard. My wife manages our finances because she's concerned about the social stigma that comes with declaring bankruptcy over and over. She says we have no money. I wonder if she's giving it to my friends. They go out to dinner. They go out to the movies. They go to places like Hawaii and Cancun for vacation. We've considered vacationing in southern Idaho because they have lots of room there and famous potatoes, and it's not too far away from Logan. But somehow bragging that you went to southern Idaho on vacation is like bragging you have a TV with a 21-inch screen and a remote control. Hey, you look like you had some sun on vacation. Yeah, I did. We went to southern Idaho. We got to drive really fast. It was heaven. We ate tater tots every single day. I kid you not. They have famous potatoes there, you know. I notice the disparity when I go to a jazz game. If I go, it's because someone gives me free tickets. Even if it's a weeknight game, thousands of people are there. I don't think they're all given free tickets. Not only do they have enough money to go to a jazz game, but lots of them buy food and giant foam fingers while they're there. Even in Logan, where I live, the restaurant parking lots are full. When I take a midweek vacation day, I notice that people are shopping at Smith's and Walmart. Are they all in on some big conspiracy? How come they're not at work? Do they think I won't eventually notice? Some luxury car dealers now advertise that with their new lease program, anyone can afford to drive away in one of their new cars. Somehow, I don't think they mean me. I can just see it now. I'd show up at a dealership, the sales associate would ignore me as long as possible, and then approach me in hopes of getting me to leave. Yeah, I'm ready to lease a 2012 Turbo VQX, I'd announce with pride, pointing at the silver model on the showroom floor. I heard an advertisement on the radio that said that they're now affordable for everyone. After some hesitation, the associate would say slowly to me, "Well, they have become more affordable. How much do you think you can afford in monthly payments?" "Well, I get $5 a week allowance, so I could afford $20 a month, no problem," I would say, knowing that I was stretching the truth because I don't really get allowance anymore. Then he would patiently explain to me that the new Turbo VXQs are indeed affordable to everyone except me. He would say that it just wouldn't be practical to put that in their advertisements. The announcer would have to read, "Have you ever wanted a Turbo VXQ but felt you couldn't afford it? Well, now you can, unless your name is Steve Eaton." Well, the truth is, I don't need no stinking Turbo VXQ anyway. I watch the presidential campaign commercials. I know things are about to change. Neither Obama nor the Republican nominee is going to put up with those stinking people in Washington, D.C. who've been doing everything wrong. Not for one minute. They are outsiders. Even Obama is an outsider, and they know how to roll up their sleeves and work for America. And it just so happens that I am an American. Once they're elected, things will change. In the meantime, they know where to find me. I'll be popping tater tots and flying like the wind in southern Idaho. This is Steve Eaton.